So what was it like growing up in a community?
I felt more safe because my grandmother lived in Livingston. I had family all over the South Side, so.
It's a Saturday afternoon at the Eddington Center in Asheville's South Side. Two teenage girls are interviewing a woman named Charlotte, recording her observations and experiences growing up in this neighborhood.
What changes have you seen in your community?
Well, changes I have seen is greens. It's a lot different from back when I was a kid, when Mr. Green was alive.
Youth of color are collecting stories from adults of color through a project called Southside Stories.
The photography team, they're taking pictures. The writing team is having people write down the stories. The video team, they have people speaking their stories. And visual arts team has people drawing.
This is 14-year-old Khalid, a student at Asheville's Odyssey Community School. During the school year, he was among the dozen or so teens who spent two afternoons a week at the Eddington Center learning how to produce photos, videos, and other content for the bilingual online magazine Word on the Street. Southside Stories is a project of Word on the Street, with a small team of adults guiding the teens. Sekou Coleman is an artist, cultural activist, and one of the program's adult leaders.
The impetus was twofold. One was a grant to support innovative arts-based creative placemaking. And the other was just the realization that this Southside community really is in need of having an opportunity for its story, its history, its heritage and culture to be preserved and amplified in ways that it has not been.
To hear longtime natives of Asheville's Southside, the neighborhood's transformation over the past four decades, much of it in the name of urban renewal, stripped the Southside of its vibrancy and character. They point to the Eddington Center itself, which began life in the early 1950s as the Livingston Street School. It closed in the 1970s with enforced integration and turned by the city of Asheville into the W.C. Reed Community Center. In 2014, the Housing Authority bought the building and turned it into the Arthur R. Eddington Center for Career Training and Education.
I grew up in the Southside community, and I've watched gentrification and poverty and redlining, and I am ready to be on the other side of that.
Yashika Smith is a manager with the City of Asheville's Office of Equity and Inclusion.
Teenagers play a vital role because they are the ones who will potentially inherit whatever happens in this neighborhood. They should be able to be around the table when the decisions for what their future looks like are being made.
At a table where collage and drawing is happening, 18-year-old Word on the Street member Gloria Estrada is helping Asheville native Libby Lyles tell her South Side story. Estrada spoke here through a Spanish interpreter.
Las personas se van a veces y no dejan nada de.
The stories get lost with time, yes, because people tend to leave. And it's really important to know the stories of the people that live here, to know their culture, and yes, to know more about the families that used to be here.
This is Libby Lyles. She says it's just as important that these teens collect and hear these stories as it is for longtime locals such as herself to tell their stories.
When I was a teenager, I could walk all over Asheville and I saw people who looked like me. I heard stories from people who looked like me, and I felt a lot of love from people who looked like me. And now, as I move about as an adult and I watch these youth growing up, they don't get to see as many representations of themselves as I feel like they should. I want to see us mature to a place where we recognize that all of our citizens are important and that we're empowering our youth to be able to make their mark in the city and in the world.
One challenge facing program leaders is illustrating what's at stake to teenagers who may not appreciate how the neighborhood's history affects them.
It always requires patience when you're working with teens.
This is Sekou Coleman.
I like to remember how when I was a teenager, a lot of the things that I think are important now, I was not interested in at all. So they might not be showing you that engagement, but they're getting it. They're sponges. They soak the stuff up and they are consistently surprising us.
Once the teenagers have collected and edited the stories, they'll present them at a public showcase, 4:30 p.m. June 15th at the Eddington Center. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.